Can you just talk, you had a whole lot of production last year. Can you just talk about, you know, what you bring to the table in terms of sacks and tackles for loss and that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. What I bring to the table is just a relentless attitude. Like, I want to get to the quarterback. I want to make a big play. I feel like I'm that guy that you could just really count on. I want to be that person when we're in a hard situation, a sticky situation. You can come to me, hey, pull me to the side, like, we need this. And I feel like I could be that guy that goes out there and deliver.
Hey, Armonte, can you take me through your journey through the different schools?
What do you mean?
Where did you start, and then you finished at East Central, right?
Yeah. On what?
How come you switched?
Out of high school, I started at Abilene Christian, where I redshirted my first year. I had some academic issues, ended up transferring down the street to Cisco Junior College, where I played my first year of junior football. And after that year, I ended up transferring out and going to East Central. I finished off my collegiate career.
Hey, we saw in your bio that you had a marijuana arrest. What can you tell the Browns to convince them you're not going to be a problem here?
Good people make mistakes. I've always been told that by my head coach. I feel like it was just a stupid move on my part. Should have been more mature about the situation and being focused on football, something I really want to do with my life. And now that I've got that second chance, I feel like I won't let anyone down. I won't let myself down. I won't let the people around me. I won't let the Cleveland Browns down. And I appreciate them for taking this chance out upon me.
Can you tell us about your health right now? We understand you didn't bench at the combine because of a surgery.
Yes. I feel like I'm 100% right now. I just had a little minor tweaking after the All-Star game, Texas versus Nation. But I feel 100% right now. No issues whatsoever now.
Was it a torn labrum?
I tore my labrum in the beginning of my junior year. Had surgery in January, the end of my junior year, going into my senior year. And ever since the surgery, everything's been fine. Just had a little minor issue, but hasn't had a problem since.
Armonte, they run a 3-4 here. Are you an outside linebacker in this defense?
I'm wherever they want to put me. You know, honestly, I've only played defensive line, played linebacker a couple of times, but I love putting that hand in that dirt, getting off the ball, getting to the quarterback. But if they want to put me a linebacker, by all means, I'm all game for it. I'm willing to learn anything and do anything to help my team win.
Did you expect to get drafted?
After a while, no, sir. I expected to just go free agent, maybe. You know, hopefully someone took a chance on me.
And how much time did this Brown spend asking you questions about the arrests and doing background stuff on you?
A lot of questions. Just little questions like why, when did it happen, what made you do it, stuff like that. That's all. As soon as we got past that, I think they got a little sense of what type of person I actually am and just feel like I just made a mistake.